didn't say a word.
Kun Lenin, I blocked your motor. Kum Lenin, I blocked your motor. Rabbi Zavov and Medalev on top. And he said, Lecheda, why do we need a pasuk to exclude Trefa? Why would you think...
You bring it.
Lecheda, the Kalvachemer. Ma'adach, a balmum, which a hedged can eat. A mum, an animal of the mum. A hedged can eat. You cannot put him as bayach. Trefa, which a hedged cannot eat. Surely you cannot put him as bayach. Says Gemara, so we brought different, and then the Braisa continues. If you have a good way of undermining my Kavuchaymer, that's why I have a pasuk. So we're trying to work our way through how we're going to undermine the Kavuchaymer. So we went through two different ways, and we said each one is, does not really undermine it at all. So we can say, okay, we brought different points, and we gave a reason why it doesn't work, but maybe you put the two together, and we'll say the common denominator, for example. Malim Malika, we brought Malika, which is no good for an ordinary person. Yet it's good for the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore could very well be that Treifa is also not good for an ordinary person, but maybe it is good for the Beis HaMikdash. So then we said, no, Malika is different. Shekain Kedushasa Isartav. What's the problem with Malika? Is the mitzvah of Malika is what makes it Asr. That's different than Treifa, which in itself is essentially Asr. Where do you find that something which is Be'etzem Asr is for a Yehedyet as Mutam as Be'er? Don't tell me Malika, because Malika, then that's the mitzvah, and the mitzvah was to make a Malika, and the Malika makes it Kedush. So then we brought Chayle V'dam Yechichu. We brought Chayle V'dam. A person is not allowed to eat it yet. It goes in Mizbeach. So maybe trade for the same thing. Then we said, no, Malach Chayle V'dam. She came boy Mekal Hete. The Chayle V'dam. The rest of the animal is kosher. Trade for the entire animal. Trade. Who said in the case when the entire animal is no good, that even if it's no good for a head, you can still be good for Mizbeach. So then we go back. Malika Techech. Malika also. The whole bird is no good. And yet it's mutter for the Mizbeach. Chazad Adim. We go back and forth. Loi roi yizeh keroi yizeh. The chumri here is not the same chumri as here. Loi roi yizeh keroi yizeh. The chumri here is different than here. Hatzad ha-shavah shaban. What's the common denominator? Shasunin lehedyet. These are things, both of them. They're forbidden for a hedyet. And yet, umutad legvoy mutter for the Eibish for the Mizbeach. So different. I would have thought, treifa, the same thing. Afani ovi treifa. The same thing applies to treifa. Afapi shasunin lehedyet. Not osul lehedyet. Hey, mutter legvoy. That's what I would have thought. Says the Gemara, you can't even say that because Malah Hatzada Shava Shabbat. You know what? They both have in common one thing: Shekain Mitzvos Bekach, the Malika, and so to Chel Vadam. That's what the mitzvah is supposed to be. So even though it's also the Hedjit, don't tell me it's mutter. It's not mutter to Mizbech. That's what the mitzvah is. Where do you find a case of treifa which is also to a person and it's mutter to Mizbech? There's no mitzvah anywhere that says you have to have a treifa. So where do you find that it's a mutter to Mizbech? Ella Amar Avashi. I'll tell you what. How we can undermine the Kavuchaymer? Shani Klamem. We can say Mikora the Dinipich and the Tai Kavuchaymer. He says there's no basis to it whatsoever. Why not? What was your whole ayim about mum? Your whole basis was an animal that had a mum. Is also is mutter to a hedyet, yet also mizbeach. So surely treifa, which is also to hedyet, also mizbeach. No, mal balmum. You know why mum is so chamur? Shekain oise b'makrivin kekrevin. When it comes to the kochin, it makes no difference if the mum is on the animal or the mum is on the coin. A coin balmum can't serve either. So therefore, it so has such a chumra, and that's why. Even though it's mutter to hedyet, also mizbech. You cannot bring it out from there. Treifa, which is also to hedyet, maybe it's also mizbech, maybe it's mutter mizbech. Because treifa, if the coin himself is treifa, it matters. A coin treifa is allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash.
How can a coin be treifa?
What do you mean? It has a hole in his lungs.
Oh, yeah. So what's that got to do with the
coin? Exactly nothing. Yeah. But it comes to...
he's the person who's doing the avoider. The coin is doing the avoider, so there is something left.
Well,
if a coin has got a mum, he can't do the avoider, but he's got
a mum. Is all mum that counts, a mum that can be exposed, external. That can be seen, external. Treifa is internal.
When a behemoth is a mum, that's called
treifa? The Tereh gives a whole bunch of lists, there's 36 of them.
Treifa is called mum.
It's called Balmum.
So it's not treifa?
No. So long eye, then shorter eye, all those things,
why,
you know.
Why does the word treifa need to be mentioned at all?
Because that's what we're, no, that's what we're trying to work out. Why can't you bring a treifa animal in Mizbeach? Why can't you? Maybe you could. Why not? How do you know? So there's a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. It's common sense, like you're saying. It's common sense. If a person can't eat it, why can't it be used in Mizbeach? So that's what we're going through right now. So we're saying, no, it's not such common sense, because you can't bring Mirai from mum. You tell me a mum that's mutter for a person is also Mizbeach. The mum by Mizbeach is also say on the animal, say on the koyin. So it's very different. The old man said, Rabashi, that doesn't prove anything. You want to tell me because the coin also has the same soul, therefore it makes a difference? No. A yaitze doif means somebody's born through cesarean. A coin born through cesarean has no problem whatsoever working in the Beis HaMikdash. But an animal that is born from cesarean cannot be brought up as a carbon. So it's even made the fact that the koyin is mutar also has no bearing on the psul of an animal. So therefore goes back and say that a mum is a good raish also by makriving a craving a yaitze daifin, which you don't make the makriving like, you know, with a koyin yaitze daifin, we don't care, it's still good. Or mutar lehedyid a yaitze daifin is allowed to be eaten by an ordinary person, an animal that was a cesarean, you're allowed to eat it, but it's not, can't be put in mizbech. So surely treifa, which is forbidden for an ordinary person, should be also in mizbech. And don't tell me, oh, but this applies to koyin as well. No, it doesn't. It doesn't apply to koyin. No, Mala Yetzer Deifin, again, is different, exception. Kein Einu Kodesh B'Pcheira. A B'Pcheira, firstborn, if it happened to be a Yetzer Deifin, it's because that's Peterechem, has to come at natural birth. But Mashenkin, Trefa, could be a Pcheira, can be a Trefa. If the first Pcheira born and happened to be a Trefa, it's still a Pcheira. Therefore, you need a Pasik. Balmum Yechiach. No, we'll bring it out from Balmum. A Balmum Yechiach. A Balmum is also Kurdish, and yet you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech. So Trefa also is a person, surely. I'll go back and say, no, Balmum is again different because there's a Koyin. So we go back and forth between Balmum and Yechidev. And Yechidev Yechiach. Yechidev doesn't have that din that a Koyin. Yechidev, we don't care. Chazar Adin. Go back and forth. Loy Roy Yizek, Roy Yizev, Loy Roy Yizek, Roy Yizek. Sasha, what's the common denominator? Shemutarim lehedyid, they permitted for hedyid vasurin legavoya, they're also to the base of Migdash. So chosh can treifa shasur lehedyid treifa, which we're not allowed to eat, surely asur legavoya. Where it again, it's not happy, mal is not a shoven, shekain lehutru miklolam. That those two things are never permitted at all. There's never a time that it's mutter, toima betreifa, by treifa hutru miklolam. Since treifa sometimes is permitted, maybe therefore, even though it's asur for hedyid, it's mutter mizbech. Now the Gemara's going to jump and say, where is a treifa ever permitted? Where do you find treifa at all? That is mutter ilema melika. The oilus ha'oi. If you have a bird and it's an oiler, the entire bird gets consecrated on the base of Migdash. Gets burnt on the base of Migdash. And melika for us is treif. Melika is like a treif. And because what you're doing, you're breaking through its back spine and so on. That makes it treif. And yet it's a mutter for the Eibishter. Therefore, we think that every treif, even though it's asa to asher, that's what we think. Yeah, no, but that's lechayda l'gvoya. That's the Eibush. What's that? L'gvoya balmum nami. You can't bring that araya because birds are totally different. Just like a balmum. A balmum by bird. There's no din of a mum by a bird. We learned before. There's no tamuz v'zachrus by a bird. Balmum nami by v'zichtoru yishtoraye. Balmum also is muter by oifes. Tamuz v'zachrus behema. These laws of being a whole animal and to be a male is only by animals. So you can't bring an eye from oifes in oifes at all. It's totally different. We're talking about animals now. Ella, melika, you know where you find that treifus is muter? Melika the chattas oif. Take the achatas oif, which a koyin ends up eating, and you're doing a malika, which is asa to hedyet, and it's musa to a koyin. The koyinim. So therefore, we see the laws of treifa are suspended on mutter. So maybe mutter for again. We say no, koyin is goyger zachin. It's no different than oilas oif. The ebishter gets both birds, but the koyinim they have a right to eat from the ebishter.
And is also the treifa with malika came as a result of you performing the mitzvah of how it has to be done. Treifa is external before you even started before you started the shchitna. Was you got a behemoth?
The Gemara will talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Well, parich, kochi, like this. Mala tzadah shavah ben kein mumen niker. The tzadah shavah by them is the mumen's niker. If you have a baal mum, obviously it has to be visible. And if a yaitzeh deifen, how's a niker? Because everyone knows about it. Seems that in those days it's a rarity for an animal to be born through a cesarean. So everybody talks about it. So it's like it's a mum niker. Taima, but treifa, when it comes to treifa, she can't aim mumen niker. Treifa is internal. It's something in the test. No one knows. B'shem hachi, therefore, it's a krom. That's why we need a pasuk by treifa. Because you can't learn from anything else, because there the mumen are visible. But treifa, it's internal, and it's asa to hedyid, so you would think, surely it should be asa for the gvoya. Kamashon, that's why we need a pasuk to tell you that. Sorry. So therefore, we would think that treifa maybe is different, and just because it's asa to hedyid, maybe it's mutter l'gvoya. Mumen and all these things are asa l'gvoya, because it's not nice. Everybody can see it. Everybody knows it's mias, because everybody can see it. Treifa, nobody knows. Maybe for the baby, it's all right. Like we see Malika by Chatzav and so on. Kamash Shalom, the Pasik, no. It says in the Bahabakar to tell you, but not treif. Says the Gemara, why do I have chal nidah that pasuk mahabokar? Didn't we learn before yesterday, mimashke yisrael, minamutal yisrael, that you can only use on the mizbeach things which are permitted for a year to consume? So treifa, a person cannot consume, so obviously he cannot use it. Says the Gemara, but treifa, mahocha nafke, that's two other sukkah, what are you supposed to for? First of all, mahocha nafke, learn from there, we had yesterday, mihaskol, mimashke yisrael, we learn minhamutal yisrael, from that which is mutal yisrael. And so therefore, how can it be treifa, it's a mutal yisrael? And second question is in another pasuk. It says Mikol Hashiyav Den Bechukayz Mikol Hashiyav Atach as a shavet. It says anybody Meiser or Behemoth says if ever passes under the stick, so we learn has to be able to walk. And a treifer cannot walk. Prat the treifer shein yevedes. A treifer, one of the treifers are that you cut from the knees below, can't walk. So therefore, we know the treifer is not shayach. So what do I need a pasuk and a bucket? I have two other pesukim. In fact, we have three pesukim now. What do you need three pesukim for? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what, see, we need all them. The even mask yourself, you only do mask yourself, I mean, I would have thought, Lemutehech Elohis Lashazakosh, it only comes to exclude something. For example, it was born treif, never had a moment that it was kosher, because that pasuk talks about Erl and Klayakarim. It says in the pasuk from sheep in 200, and we know that 200 is the way you move, if you have Klayakarim, if you have 200 kosher, it cancels out the cloud. So climb was created, was from when you planted it, that's how it was ruined. So maybe only animals that were born treif you cannot use. If something was kosher and then later became treif, maybe you can use them as be'ach. Heima, tis kasher, kos rachmana. Therefore, it says, kol ashi yaver. Ma'is of heima is something that you do later on once the animal's grown up. So we see that even though it was kosher before, but if now it's no kosher, you can't use anymore. Kos rachmana, kosher yaver, minam with all the mut, heich, nitvo, so you became treif first before, you were makdish it. Do me the maisa, like maisa. That became trade before you made it at number 10. What if you made it hegdish and then it became trade? Maybe you would think you're allowed to use that since at the time when you made it kodesh, it was kosher. Therefore, being the akasha avichazia, when you made a kodesh, it was suitable.
You'd have to make a kodesh and then wait for 12 months for it to be able to leave, wouldn't you?
But there are certain trefers that are trefers straight away. You shechted and found out that it's tref. I would have thought maybe you cut it open. Eimot tis kasher because I'm on a bucket tzich if you need it. Says the Mishnah, echad minchas chayte, whether the mincha is a mincha of a sinner, the echad kol ham minoch, any other mincha, shikam tzanzar, we had the same thing as vachim by an animal, where all activities were done by things that were possible. Either a zor, Yisrael, did the kimitza, or an oinin, or somebody, a coin, even a coin, but it was an oinin, he was not allowed to serve in the base of midrash because his father or mother, or somebody, one of the people that has to sit shiva passed away. Tful yoim, he went to the mikveh, didn't wait for the sunset. Mechusa begodim, he's not wearing his clothes, we know by a coin, clothes make a man. Mechusa kippurim, even wait for sunset, but didn't wait to bring his carbon the following day. Shalei rochel yod v'raglav, he's not allowed to do avoidah without washing his hands. Odol, he didn't mal himself because his brothers got sick, or taste his hold because he didn't want to. Tomei, somebody was tummy, he's not allowed to work. Yosha, if he sit, you know we have to stand because it's Lamed Lashadas. Oymel Agabi Kelim, Agabi Hema, Agabi Lagachredo, he's standing on something intercepting between his foot and the ground. Either he's standing on vessels or an animal on his friend's foot. Puzzle, all the puzzle. And then it says another case, Komatz, a small puzzle. If you did it with your left hand activities, it is puzzle. It's either my supplement, it is where he explains why. Ben Pseida disagrees. An oral cannot do anything in the space of English. It's not his fault, but he can't. Same thing according to Pesach, cannot eat. According to Rashi. Ben Pseida says, Yachzir, all of these, and it's not only arguing on the left hand, he's arguing on all of them. All you do is put back the kmitza into the mincha, and the yik might be in, and do the right hand, or do another kind comes along and does it. Yagdol Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah.
What he's saying is, you can't undo what you did, but with kmitza you can undo.
Yeah, but we had the same one as well about if you took it instead of clay shadows, you took it in the clay shadows, and so on, so you just do it again. Same thing. What about komat? Kmitza, we know it has to be exact, but all of the, so you have a little pebble there, a gargamelach, or a cube of salt. A little bit of incense. The problem is that it takes a space and the volume and the space that it took up. You don't have a kmitza, you don't have the flour, so therefore it's pasul. Mipnei amra kaimitz hayesev achos. You have too much or too little pasul. The aza yesev. What's the definition of too much? Shekamtzayim avoidim. So two opinions. And actually, either that it's, you have your hand like this and it's coming out from here, or it's coming out from here. Either one is pasul because it should be exact. It should fill your hand no more. Or, and what's chaser? She comes to Berashi's by so chaser is that you only covered the tip of your fingers instead of covering the whole part with your palm. Says the Gemara, "Lama lebisne echem minchas chayte v'gamenachas." Why does it have to say minchas chayte and romanachas? Listen, let it say kol hamenachas. Oh, let it take all the menachas. Why itemize? Why highlight minchas chet? She comes and zavoy. And when answer the Rav Shimon, the chidu Rav Shimon. Why? The Tanya Rav Shimon says, "But you know, rightfully would be should they minchas chayte to the Shem Elavoyinu. We would need a mincha of a sinner to require oil and incense. Shelo yehi chayte niske. Why should a sinner go with it, get away cheap and not to have all these extra additives? You know why people don't have it? Shelo kabani muhudu. We don't have to have a nice looking carbon. Uvedinu. The same thing should be should they chatas chaylev. Chatas chaylev is a general, is a generic name for all chatoyes. We ate tray for fat by mistake. He's bringing a chatas, an animal." Why don't you have to bring wine with it? You know why? We don't want him to gain. Why? We should have him bring wine. Why should he get away cheap? It should be nice. The second thought, since the whole idea is we don't want a chayte to be nice, if a pasta guy did it, forget, it's even better. It looks ugly, it looks terrible. A guy did it with the left hand, maybe that dafke should be a good carbon. I would have thought, shouldn't be nice, he comes to the psuli, not meet his kasha. If a pasta guy did it, it should be kashik mashal. That's not. So why in the Mishnah's Vachim, when it mentions there the same thing, it should say, why does it only say kol kabanas? Should it say kozvachin? Should it say echad chatos chayev kozvachin? The same cheshbon. Shekiblu daman zar va'einin v'leiman say l'Rab Shimon itzich and explain the kol Rab Shimon needed. Alma, what we see that why didn't we do that? Kivan the tonal kol says kol azvachim all. Obviously, all includes also chatos. But like Tony Chutz, it doesn't say except kulu mashmak all included. Hachinami hit too. Our Mishnah could have just easily said kivan the tonal kol. But like Tony Chutz said all the menachas. It wouldn't have said Chutz. We'd rather know chatos included. Kula mashma. So why did the Mishnah have to highlight it? Think about it. Here we need it. Second number of thought. Ha'yil vokim l'reisha. The first Mishnah, Menachas, we clearly said that was the whole first few blad to like Rav Shimon. The Rav Mishnah does not work out according to Rav Shimon. If he did it like Lishma, if Rav Shimon says it's still kosher, why? Because ma'aseh mechichan Allah. You can tell from his activity what kind of carbon it's supposed to be. So we said that our Mishnah is Rabban over there. We said our Mishnah does not follow Rav Shimon. So that I would have thought safer not me like Rav Shimon. I thought this Mishnah also followed Rav Shimon. And if I would have thought that the Mishnah says that when it says kol chatois, it means, but according to Rav Shimon, kol minachas, which is not for Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon, maybe a minchas chet, which should be kosher, even a lefty, and so on. K'mashlon, that even according to Rav Shimon, these are apostle. Omar Rav comes along, Rav makes the following comment, Zohar for Yisroel, Shekoma did the kmitza, all you have to do is yachzeh, put the kmitza back, and do it again. Fetik Marab says, clearly, Amish, we're not apostle, clan. Amish clearly says, it's no good. My apostle, apostle to Yachzeh, apostle till you return it. But he that's Bem Seder's opinion. Nihochi Hain Bem Seder. Our Mishnah said it's apostle. Bem Seder comes along and says, just go back and put it back. And the Rav is telling me, so what do you tell me? That the opinion of Bem Seder? Nay, says the Rav was trying to tell it as follows. If the Kaimitz that you took off, all that one of these guys took off is still available, is still around, even a Chomel Meida just put it back and do it again. Like Pligi Rabbanu, let them say that, they don't argue. Ki Pligi the Chosar Kaimitz. You know the argument in the Mishnah is, if the Kaimitz went missing, the Rabbanu hold, Lo Yavi Mitach Beisi Melani, you can't fill it up again. Why? They hold that the Keli makes it Kurdish, and as soon as you put in the Keli, it became Kurdish, and now that it's missing, that's it. You can't do more. Bem Seder holds it's not the Kedah that makes it Kedah, it's the Kemitza itself that makes it Kedah. But since it was done by a left handed person, the Kemitza was never a valid Kemitza. And therefore, bring more of the flower offering and then do it again. Or add to it to make it enough. So why does Bem Seder say Yachzir? Turn around the Yachzir and do it again. Bem Seder should have said Yachzir the Yom Terbeitzavimlendo. You tell me, everyone agrees he put it back. The only argument is whether you go home and bring more if we run out. So why does the Mishnah mention that? The Yachzir the Yikmaz Bimim. That's what the Mishnah said. No. Adding to you have the flour. You took out the kmitza. All you have to do is fill that patch back up and do another kmitza. So you don't have to bring a whole new thing. You just fill it up.
Shouldn't invalidate what's left. Balance. It shouldn't
invalidate
what's left.
If
it's possible, then it's invalidated.
Yeah, once it's inside a keli, it becomes kadosh, and it's found. You can't add to it. This is done already. You got to start again from scratch. So the Gemara, Kikom, Rav, you're right. I changed my mind. Rav is explaining Ben Seder, that all you have to do is forget what we just said. According to Chum Tak, it's possible. I'm saying that you got to put it back. But the Mishnah says it clearly. Nay, Ma'od. There, I would have thought Ad Kan Leikom Machshav Mseida Ella B'Smol, because the Mishnah has all the Psalm, and then separately has a left hand. The Mseida argues. I would have thought Mseida is only arguing on the case of left hand. Why should left hand be different than any other Psalm? Because there are certain occasions when left hand is kosher, so it's not so bad. For example, Yom Kippur. Avo B'Shab Sun Leikom Machshav Meister Smol. Why the left hand? You would think only left hand. Mseida says it's all right. You can fix it up. The Ach we find. On Yom Kippur, he has the plate in the right hand and the spoon in the left hand. So we have, because you find somewhere the left hand is all right, so maybe if you did the left hand, you can fix it up. But all other psalim zor, you know that for foul. Zor nami should be kosher. Why is only on the left hand? Should also argue in the zor, because we have occasion with zor is kosher. Where? By shchita. Zor nami, by shchita. Says Gemara, shchita, la avoid. That's not avoid. We're talking about avoid. There's an avoid, and we allow left hand. Shchita, not avoid. Gemara, lo, it's not avoid. We had the same discussion before. Didn't we learn about Omar Abzeda? Didn't Abzeda say, Omar Rav, that shchita is part of zor psulam? Didn't the Rav say that the parah duma shchita by a zor is possible? So we see clearly from here that it is an avoda. Otherwise, would it be possible by a parah duma if a zor did it? It is an avoda. And furthermore, Rav is the one who says Allah lozer bechukah ksiba, because it says Allah lozer ben Aaron, and it says the word bechukah. So therefore, we know that there's a chukah teira. This is how it has to be. So we see that what that shchita befedish is an avoda, and yet a zor is mutter. So we see that luchayda we're matter an avoda to a zor. So why doesn't Mepseida agree to that? Why would you think only left hand? Says Gemara, no, it's not an avoda. Shiny part of the culture, better kabayis. What kind of avoid is it? It's only better kabayis, not avoid there. Forget the lav kolikis chakoshkin. Ma the kochi better kabayis, which is not avoid. You tell me nikuna. So kochi is better, but surely you are nikuna. And yet we allow azar. Is that right? That we suspend the laws of avoid. So they say no different than smile. So why would we say to only argue on smile? Why would you think so? And you'd have to tell you otherwise. No, you're missing out. Parah Duma has nothing to do with the carbon. Look at Negoyim. The din is that even though you have a Tamu Chacham, if he's a Yisrael, he cannot decide whether to determine whether it's Tahir or Tame. Negoyim, the lava avoid is avoid, and yet a boy kuhuna. It's a prerequisite. You have to have a coin. So Parah Duma is the same thing. We don't find anywhere, Shchit is not avoid, we don't find anywhere that a Zor, even though it's an avoid, is permitted. But Smoil is the only avoid that we see it's an avoid, and yet on Yom Kippur is permitted. So we would have thought that Mpseida only allows by left hand to be fixed it up. That's but Rav says, no, all the psalm can be fixed up. Says the Gemara, are you going to tell me, Mibamma, what is it? The Nailif Mibamma, why do we learn by Bamma, that by a Bamma, you're allowed to use a Zor? You're allowed to use a Zor, so we see from that what? Why you tell me that the left hand is difficult, the only thing that's kosher? What do you mean? Zor also, we know that is kosher. Because by a Bamma, all the avodas can be done through a Zor. So what we see, that avodah is bechal. There's a heter sometimes. So therefore, you can fix it up. Why on your left hand? Ah, you can tell me, argue with Bama Leofin. You can't live with Bama because Bama, the way Rashi learned Shad Bama means before the Mishkan started. He's not talking about Bama, Hutra Bama. So before the Mishkan started, and therefore you can't learn from them because the Din of Kuna never kicked in. It was not that it was an avodah became mutter. It was never us in the first place. But Tanya, is that true? Because we do learn from a bum in other cases. We learned before in Zvachim and Nain. How do you know? The Yoit say that if something was taken out of the base of Migdash, if he put it, he brought it back in, he put it in his bech, you don't take it down. It's because by bumbus it's permitted. So we do learn from bumbus. Shimala Yerushad Yoit say kosher be bummer. So we see we do learn from bummer. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned. We don't learn from bummer. Ebbets, you don't learn from bummer at all. But the Tana, where does he learn out that if you took it out, you put it in the bech, you leave it there, Zeus, Tidus, Eila, all the Eilas you made, I don't care how you made it, even walked out. If you put it in the bech, it stays there. Samichle, aye, we mentioned Bamba there, that's Tam Masmacht, but that's not the real basis. At the time, Badashmin Rav. So, good question. So, for Rav, things that Bim Seder will only, a left hand, the same reason you're supposed to learn all other activities because they're mutter by a Bamba. So, what's Rav telling you? At the time of Rashmi Rav, Holav Hochi, had it not been for Rav, I mean, I would have thought, Bishar, absolutely possible Bim Seder. I would have thought that Bim Seder actually passes all other psulim. How can that be? That's what you tell me, right? That Rav is trying to tell you that Bim Seder is not only by left hand is fixing it up, but also any other psulim. Says the Gemara, how can you even think so? Vatani, we look at the Braise. Clearly, it says in the Braise that Ben Seder is machshava all the psulim. Vatani, we learned, and it says in Pasik, the komatz misham, you should take mitzvah from there. Mimokim shiragli hazor. I'm just from where the zor is standing. That means you don't have to bring it in the north side of the base of Migdash. Where the Yisraelim stand, the 11 amas there between the Zeich and the front in the foreyard, and the eastern door. anywhere over there, you could do the mincha. You do the kmitza. How do you know if you did the left hand? She yachzev, yachzev, yikmet bimi, and you can do it with the right hand. Fix it up. He learns from a pasuk. The komatz misham, past tense, from the same place he did commit before. You can do it again a second time. What do you do a second time? If you did something wrong in between, fix it up. The kivan the cross stomach. If nowhere does the pasuk say we're talking about the psul of a left hand. Any psul, if you did it wrong, you can fix it up. Malis ma malis shal psuli. So what in the world do I need now for some fashion? But I suppose the Yehuda himself said so. Eloh kamash l'adam. Know what I've come to teach you? The kamash that if you were kaimit, and then you put it the kmitza into a clay shodis. Vafilu kiddush. Even if you put it in the clay shodis made holy, you can still fix it up. Well, Afuki Mahana Tanayim. This really comes to argue other Tanayim who understood them say it differently. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Meyasin, whoever that is, but Rabbi Yehuda Anachtum Amru, they say, Rabbi Yehuda the baker. Imagine that guy's name. Tana, my man, Ramway Wednesday, talking about Chick. Okay, true. When did he say he can fix it up? He did commit already, but as long as he didn't put a clay shot, he wouldn't mark your shit. I will kiddush pasul. Once you put in a clay shot, you mark your shit for foul, you ruined it. Comes along Rav and says, I disagree. That even if you put it in the keli, that's what Rav was trying to say, that even if you put it in the keli, you can still fix it up. Ikadami faket. Rav is saying, apaskam agos tanoyim, kamats in kiddush loy. Kaman kan tanoyim faket. Only if you commit it. But if you put it in the keli, you cannot fix it up. No, he's tanoyim. Lafukim tana kama. Maskel Rav Nachman, the question, Michael Sovahan, what do these Tanoim hold? E commits, these Tanoim, what do they hold? E commits Psul Navoidi, if they hold. That when Postle guy does commits, it's already an Avoida, it's an Avoida, and it passels, then what? Why do you have to wait till you put it in the Kaili and say, Fafal, you can't do it? Even as soon as you did the commit, say, Fafal, you did an Avoida, Postle guy ruined it. What does the Kaili add? Avogadro, Avile Mati Kaili, it should be Fafal. Navas, he holds commits Psul Navoidi, if he holds it's not Navoidi, it's nothing, and therefore, even though you did a Psul, you fix it up. So the keli, who cares? You put in the keli. The keli does nothing unless you first did the kmitza. Hadam lachal le'elam avoidi. No, kmitza is avoidi, but it's only the start of an avoidi. Well, the gomer avoidi does have matan keli. It has to be in order to complete the avoidi. It has to be matan keli. Yihach efil like kiddush. If so, then what do I need kiddush for? As soon as you did the kmitza, you ruined it. As soon as you put the kmitz in the keli, you should become even the new one. It should become Kodesh Apostle. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow. It's part of it. Sunday morning.